and it not be sad. We have eyes, but we see not. Ears, but we hear not. I declare, as your word says, that as the rain and the snow falls down from heaven to give seed to the sower, bread to the eater, you said, so shall every word that goeth forth out of my mouth, that it shall accomplish. And I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let the church say amen. And you may be seated. You may be seated. I am taking you back for just some background to 2 Kings. You know, the fascinating thing is this. Elisha was just an ordinary young man, just like you and I. He was from the tribe of Issachar, one of the Jewish tribes. He was the successor from Elijah. I always seem to get them mixed up, Elijah and Elisha. But when Elisha knew that Elijah was going to die, was going to be taken up, he asked for one thing. He said, give me a double portion. And he picked up the mantle of Elijah. He actually, in his lifetime, has done, I think, historically more miracles than Elijah did. But in their own right, they were phenomenal prophets. But if we look at the fourth chapter, and this is a fascinating chapter, we see that a woman, she was married. Her husband dropped dead. We got an issue. Now she's dealing with loss. I don't know if you've ever had death in your family. Back then, they didn't have a system where the government would help them with food stamps. They didn't have a socialized system. The men were the breadwinner of the family. So if the husband dies, then the income stops. And by what I see here, her sons, we are not told how old they are, but we do know that they're part of the prophetic school that Elisha is the teacher of. If you go to 2 Kings chapter 2 in your study time, you will read in the scriptures where the Bible also mentions again the school of prophets. And they were mentored by Elisha. So here we've got a situation where that the creditors, this woman owe money. We are not told specifically in the scriptures why or what they owed money for, but the creditor came and demand that she pays up. But because she didn't have the money, the creditors say, I'm going to take your two sons and make them slaves as payments. So her response was, and I am sure she went to prayer, but she went to the man of God and said, let me just remind you that remember my husband, that he walked with God. He lived for God. He gave alms to the church. Why? How do I know all these things? Because it said he feared God. And when somebody is walking in the reverential fear of God, they will do what the word says to do. They will not just follow the word halfway. They will live for God. They will do what the word of the Lord. They will obey the precepts of the law. They were living under law. So the fact that this man feared the Lord, it tells me he was obeying the rules and regulations of God. And she said, Elisha, let me remind you that my husband was a Christian in modern day terms. And that this creditor is going to take my sons. And Elisha said to her, okay, ask me, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do? And he said, tell me, what do you have in your house? Now he's talking about the natural house. And it's like you'd think she would say a bed and all this stuff. But she said to him, notice the question, what do you have in your house? And she said, thy handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. What's in your house? Notice, she said, all I have of any value is a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels. Go abroad. Go everywhere. Borrow them. They must be empty vessels. Borrow a lot of them, not just a few. And he said, and when you come back with all these vessels, shut the door. Now you say, Sister Cobb, I hear you and the miracle is great, but I want to bring it down to September 2014. In the New Testament, God is asking me, what's in your house? He's not asking me about my literal house, because my Bible tells me, know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the living God? God, all these years have been asking me, what's in your house? Now, when I came to God and I repented of my sins, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Oil in the scripture is a representation of the Holy Spirit. And she was able to say, I ain't got nothing of value except some oil. Tonight, God is asking us, what's in your house? But here's the thing. Notice in the natural what Elisha was saying. When you do bring these vessels, shut the door. I thought, God, and that's what the Lord said. I said, God, why did Elisha say shut the door? Then the Lord took me to the next story, which is about a woman that was very kind to Elisha. And because of time, I can't really just go over all of it. She noticed that the man of God would go by her house daily, and she said to her husband, let's make a room for him. Let's put a candle, a bed in there, a chair, and let's do it for the man of God. And every time Elisha would go by to minister somewhere, he could stay there. That was his hotel. That was the Holiday Inn. And Elisha said, man, this woman's been good to me. He said to Gehazi, his servant, what can I do for her? And he said, well, you know, I've noticed I don't hear the sound of pitter-patter of children's feet. And so Elisha called her and said, about this time next year, remember, look at little Paxton. Miracle. He said, so he called and said, about this time next year, you're going to have a son. Sure enough, 9 months later, this woman had a baby. Well, the little boy grew up and went out to the field with his dad. And we know he had sunstroke and he died. You know the story. So the woman gets the chariot, goes to Elisha. Elisha tells his servant, God's hid it from me. And so he said to the servant, the lady told, you know, I want to see the prophet anyway. Elisha went to her house. She had told him, my son is dead. And so Elisha goes up to the room. That's what we read in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. And the Bible says when he saw the little boy on the bed, he shut the door. And here's what I want to tell you tonight. When you came to God, many of you, we all came wounded. We got the Holy Ghost, but because of some of the wounds that have not been dealt with, the devil begins to pick at it. And the Lord tells me, here's the problem. Because unknown to me, I was born into a world of sin, and I am filled with the Holy Ghost. But when I was a little child, because somebody tried to molest me, a door was open. So although I've got the Holy Ghost, because that door had been opened